చింతామణి ప్రసర సదమసు కల్పవృక్ష లక్షాప్రితేషు క్షిరభీరభిపాదయంతం చింతామణి ప్రకర సదమసు కల్పవృక్షలక్షాభ్యతేషు సంభ్రమానం గోవిందం ఆదిపురుషం భజామి గోవిందం ఆదిపురుషం తమాహం భజామి చింతామణి ప్రసర కర్మసు కల్పవృక్షలక్షాప్రితేషు రభీరభిపాలయంతం లక్ష్మీ సహస్రశతసంగ్రమచేద్భవమానం గోవిందం ఆదిపురుషం తమాహం భజామి గోవిందం ఆదిపురుషం తమాహం భజామి వేణుం సన్వంతం అరవిందదనాయకాక్షం వేణుం సన్వంతం అరవిందదనాయకాక్షం వరహావతం సమర్చితాం బుధసుందరాంగం వీరం తన్వంతం అరవిందనారకాక్షం వరహావతం సమర్చితాం కోమీయ విశేషోభం గోవిందం ఆదిపురుషం గోవిందం ఆదిపురుషం తమాహం భజామి చింతామణిచతురసదమసు కల్పవృక్షలక్షాప్రితేషు శ్రీరభిపాలయంతం శిల్పమానం గోవిందం ఆదిపురుషం భజ
Particularly important because it describes the significance of Sachidananda Vigraha. The Lord's body is Sachidananda. His body is not like ours. Our body is us. Asit, asat, asit, and nirananda. Just the opposite. Asat means it will not exist. And Atit means it is full of ignorance. And Nirananda, Nirananda means full of misery. These three qualifications of our body. Whereas the Lord's body is Sat-Chit-Ananda. It is eternal and full of knowledge and full of bliss. Our body and with ourselves, my body and myself are different. But Lord and Lord's body is absolute. What is Lord? Lord's body is also the same. So that description is given here. Angani yasya sakalendriya vittiman. The Lord is not impersonal. He has got His form. And what sort of form? We should not consider that whenever there is a question of form, the form must be just like one of us. This is foolishness. Now, His form is completely different. Just as we have explained, His form is Satchidananda Vigraha, and our, this present material body, is Asat, Atit, and Nirananda. Yes, completely different. So His form, His different parts of the body, described in the Vedas, apani pada javana grhita, pashyati, he has no hands and legs, he still, accepts all that you offer to him. And in Bhagavad Gita also we find that patram susvam phalam suyam yumi bhaktya prajacchati tadaham bhaktya purhitam asnami prajatatmanaha. My devotee, God is not, the Lord is not in need of our offering. But still, He is so kind. If we offer Him something, patram pushpam phalam taya, not that we have to offer Him very luxurious things, very high valuable things. He says that even a piece of leaf, patram, a piece of flower, patram pushpam, a piece of fruit and little water. That means these four things can be secured by any poor man in any part of the world. There is no botheration for securing a piece of leaf, a piece of flower, a little water or a piece of fruit. Any poor man, any rich man can secure. And the Lord says, patram pushpam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Anyone who offers me these four things with devotion, with love, I accept them. I accept. Why? Na tadaham bhaktyapuritam asyami. Because that is secured with sincere love for me. So God, the Lord accepts our love. Now, the Lord is, we cannot see, He is far, far away, and still He is within us. Therefore, His hand is not like our hand. The Veda, when the Veda describes the Lord has no hand, that means He has no hand like ours. Not that a 2 feet hand, which we have got, a 2 or 3 feet hand, largest hand. His hand is so large that He can extend His hand in any part of His creation, millions and billions miles away, and everywhere. That is the specific significance of His body. So this is the stage. Angani jasta satalendriya vittimanti pashyanti paanti kalayanti tiranjaganti ananna chinmaya sadu jalavi grahasya govinda mahadipasam tamaham bhajami. And another special significance of the part of His body, limbs, hands, or legs, eyes, ears. What is that significance? Now, each part of His body has got all the potency of other parts of the body. Just like with our eyes, we can simply see. But the Lord, He can not only see by His eyes, transcendental eyes, but He can also hear, He can also eat. All the functions of all other parts of the body, He can function by any part of His body. Not that a particular part of the body can function only for a particular person. No. Just like simply by glancing. In the Vedic literature, it is saying, sa oikhata, sa asijyata, simply by seeing, He impregnated all the energy for creation. Simply by seeing. Maya bhakshena prakriti syate sacharacharam. Simply by His glance. Simply by His glance, He impregnates the material energy man for functioning. It is going on. So He has got all the potencies in all the parts of His body. Angani yasya satalendriya vittimanti pashyanti paanti kalayanti. That is the difference between His body and our body. So, when there is description in the Vedas that He has no leg, no hand, no eye, that does not mean He has no eyes. He has got eyes, but not this eye. Just like we have got conception. Here it is explained. The angani yasya sakalendriya vittimanti. These parts of the body are invested with all the potencies of other parts of the body. With any part of His body, He can function any
what?
Ananyatta satanandriya vittimanti Pashanti panti kalayanti Siranjasanti Ananna chinmaya sadhu Jaladi Krahasya Om Aparisham Samaham Hajani Om Aparisham Samaham Hajani Chintamani Prakara Dharmasu Kalpa Vrikshala Pyabhiteshu Siradhira Vipalayam Tam Ratni Sahasra Satatam Brahma Devamanam Govindam Adipurusam Samaham Bhajam Atritaya Kritayana Adhyantarupam Adhyam Puranapurusam Ramajo
Vayurathapimanasho
Govindam Hari Krishnam Samaham Bhajami Upamani Prakara Sarmasu Valsavikra Sabhishu Ravi Palayam Tavun Lakshmi Pathapatam Sivamanam Govindam Adipuncham Samaham Bhajami Govindam Adipuncham Samaham Bhajami Govindam Adipuncham Samaham Bhajami Srimanyalachritamasti lokanena Santakharai varirai sojno kanji Srimanyalachritamasti lokanena Santakharai Yama Jama Sundaram Atinta Guna Charopam Yama Jama Sundaram Atinta Guna Charopam Govindam Kamani prakara sarvasu Kalpavishalatyabhidesu Surajiva vipalam Kajnitaha chakatam sambrama Sevamaham Govindam Adipurusam Samaham Bhajami Premanyan Sarita Bhakti Vilochanena Santat Sadaiva Rideh Subhyopayanti. Now, people say that whether God can be seen, if anyone has seen God, yes, God can be seen. There is no doubt about it. But it requires some qualification. Not some, but only one qualification. God is so kind that He does not require any material qualification. He does not require that you should be very learned man, very beautiful, or very rich man, or a king, or emperor, or minister, or president. No, nothing. You can be anything. But only one qualification required. Then you can see God. What is that qualification? Premanyana Chirita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasadai Varidayesu Vilokanti. That qualification is unalloyed love. That's all. one who has achieved that another unalloyed love for God. Unalloyed love means without any thing of philosophical speculation or sweetly activities. That's another subject which requires great explanation. But unalloyed love means without any tinge of material cause. That is called analysis. In philosophical speculation or creative activities, even it is offered to the Supreme Lord, that is not love. Love is above this. So, if one can achieve that unalloyed love for God, with that, I mean to say, magic wand, the eyes become eligible for seeing God. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilocha. And that eye is called devotional eye. Devotion. We have to not only eyes, but every part of our body, we have to spiritualize by the contact. By the contact of spiritual service in devotion of the Lord, we can gradually spiritualize our whole set up senses. Just like a iron rod given to the fire, gradually its temperature rises, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, very hot, then red hot. When it is red hot, then it is no longer iron, it is fire. Similarly, by our contact in devotional service of the Lord, we can change the whole position of our material existence. And we have, if we have developed to that stage of unalloyed love for God, then God can be seen 24 hours. Not that one scene and again not seen, no. This is the style that Santa, the great devotee, unalloyed devotee, who are liberated souls, have no connection with material activities or philosophical speculations. Such unalloyed devotees, because their eyes are smeared with the ointment of love only, therefore they can see the Lord sadaiva, always, 24 hours. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridaye Sulokayanti Yam Kama Sundaram Achinta Gunatayupam Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Gunatayupam Govindam Adipurusham Samaham Chayami Govindam Adipurusham
Govindam, Adi Purusham, Samaham Bhajami.